Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, seeing what we went through with COVID, it makes me a little nervous. And I told you, America weakened by a lot the way we approached COVID because Americans were confused. We had, prior to COVID, sent this message of pharmaceutical companies are bad. I didn't. I like pharmaceutical companies. But you heard from Bernie Sanders and multiple people that pharmaceutical companies are big lobbyists and they're controlling healthcare. Pharmaceuticals are bad. You're taking too many pharmaceuticals. You know, it needs to be more about your natural immunity and your immune system. And you don't need all these medications. You're overtaking medications. All you do is hear about how much we're overly relying on pharmaceuticals. Then all of a sudden we switch to, guys, get the vaccines. Now, and I supported the vaccines, but all about the vaccines. But what about our immunity and natural immunity doesn't have a role. Ignore all that. And you're like, but wait a second, that's what we've been learning for years. So when you saw the confusion that happened with COVID, what happened with America? Well, they started to look at the CDC differently. They started to look at Fauci differently. They started to look at medical professionals differently. And doctors, they went from having respect and being honored to being political puppets. And that's a shame. It's just a shame. Same thing with the environment. With the environment, it was all about we got to save the trees, we got to save the air, we got to do what we can to protect the environment, we got to stop emissions, and then all of a sudden with COVID, it's everybody wear masks, plastic, plexiglass, stay in your car, don't come in, don't use private transportation, stay in your car, idle in the car, and we'll come out and bring food to you, and we're spraying sprays all over the place. Right, for disinfectants. And I'm like, okay, what's going on with the environment? So people are confused. What is it? Do we not want to destroy trees and use paper products and throw them into the water and coral and animals getting caught up in these? Or is it, no, you know what? It's just all about the masks. Americans were confused. So then when it came to an environmental topic, people are like, okay, whatever. So now here we are with law. Now, you guys might know more law than I do, okay? But I live in Las Vegas. So in Las Vegas, it's a pretty common practice for a celebrity to come into town and sleep with somebody. And if you're a Las Vegan, or if you're somebody who visits Las Vegas and gets the eye of that celebrity, you're going to be asked to sign an NDA. You may even be paid reimbursement for that NDA. Or you might work at a company, and in order for you to sign the NDA, they pay out your contract or they pay you a sum of money. So NDAs are something that has been pretty... So, for example, let's say Viggo Mortensen, okay? All right? He comes into town. I'm not married in this scenario, in this dream, in this fantasy. He's like, Dahlia, you should have been a Lord of the Rings with me. I don't know why we had Liv Tyler. It should have been you. I'm in love with you. And I'm like, I know, V, I know. It should have been me. Liv Tyler did a good job, but I would have done better. I know, I know. Let's finally seal the deal. And I'm like, I would love to seal the deal. But Vigo's people says you got to sign this before you seal the deal. And I'm like, why am I signing it? Well, because if you sleep with him, we don't want you to comment on his groove. We don't want you to comment on his technique, on his pillow talk. Well, the Dr. Dahlia Show team would be like, huh, you better have him sign something, okay? Because the last thing you need is him telling people how horrible in bed you are. And I'm like, I know. I tell people on air, but I don't want the world to know because the world doesn't listen to my show. So NDAs get signed. Now, I am confused, and this is where America now is confused, is what is going on with the Trump case? And maybe there is an art to this, and the law, maybe it's as clear as day, but the questions I keep getting is, what is a statute of limitation? Well, statute of limitation is where if there is a issue or a alleged crime or whatever, it has to be prosecuted in a timely manner. You can't go after somebody 27 years later, unless, of course, it's sexual assault or rape or a murder. But there's a time limit. Then, what's the difference between hush money and an NDA? I don't know. If NDAs are given by corporations all the time and people are given money, and I get this is a little more salacious because you have a porn star and apparently they slept together in 2006, so there was some sort of, but I mean, celebrities are giving people NDAs to sleep with them all the time. So I don't know what the difference is between an NDA and hush money. A lot of Americans are now confused by that too. They're also confused why a misdemeanor is linked to a felony, and also why if corporations do NDAs all the time and finance it, why would Trump need campaign finances when he's rich to pay this off? It just doesn't make sense. Corporations do NDAs all the time. They use corporate funds. You rarely have to go, you know, and especially for only a $130,000 payment. We're not talking billions of dollars, especially when Trump wasn't collecting campaign funds originally. So Americans are confused. And if Americans get confused about the law, or they get confused, another confusion is, why is D.A. Bragg, he was up there, very well-spoken. He did his press conference, but he basically had said that they are being very diligent and aggressive on white-collar crime. Okay, that's, but why was that a white-collar crime? That just, that needs to be explained. Because Americans are signing and giving out NDAs and money associated with it pretty commonly. When is that illegal? When is that not? And so when you have Americans confused, and they're also confused going, okay, well, we hear about these repeat offenders, criminals, murderers, rapists, which crime is worse? You have confused, and a confused America when it comes to law, when it comes to justice, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the environment, they're not going to unify and they're not going to be on board. So we got to answer some questions here. 1-877-DAHLIA. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, this is interesting. We have a big, shall we say, push and desire to live to 100. Now, I know some of you are like, well, not me. Rethink the answer. Because honestly, I do want to be around for my grandkids. And if I could be around for my great-grandkids, I want to. I know I've made jokes that probably my knees and hips and joints won't make it. But I'd like to live a long time if I'm functional. I don't want to be a burden on society. I don't want to be a burden on my family. But if I could be a healthy 100-year-old? Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that. So yesterday we talked about how there was a study looking at how people do that. And even though we've been piecing together correlative data, well, this person in Japan would drink sake and walk in the garden and would eat a certain amount of fish a day. Or this person in England would have a glass of wine and walk backwards for 15 minutes and do balance. Yeah, you hear what all these centenarians have done. And you go, okay, well, why don't I do all that? And you can't do all that. And I'm telling you right now, when you're 100, you're going to probably forget to do all that. Okay? I forget to take my vitamins. So we have 0.27% of Americans were over 100 years old in 2021. So a quarter of a percent of Americans. But they say that the rate of people in the U.S. becoming centenarians has nearly doubled in the last 20 years. Now, that's according to data from the United Nations. And yesterday we spoke about how Boston researchers looked at the DNA of 7 centenarians, and they looked at their peripheral blood mononuclear cells, which is a type of immune cells. And they determined that these centenarians have highly functional immune systems that successively fought off and recovered from many ailments. This was published in the journal eBiomedicine. So in this, it wasn't so much about the wine they drank or about the amount of nuts or fish. It was, they seemed to have a pretty damn strong immune system. So how do we get that? And the question we need to have is, how do we become a 100-year-old that is a functional 100-year-old? Now, I come from a family where every man dies in the early 60s. No man in my family has lived past 63. And that's a shame, especially since I now have sons. Now, my husband's side of the family have longevity. He has a father in his 80s, thank God. But my side of the family, nope, not that good. And so also in my side of the family, we had a vascular dementia where somebody who had diabetes, high cholesterol, they said it was Alzheimer's, but I think it was multivascular dementia or multi-infarct vascular dementia where she had multiple mini-strokes that eventually she started to lose her mind. So I had a family member who would go outside of the house naked. Now, I know some of you say, well, Dahlia, you already do that. I don't. I'm in my husband's underwear when I go to get the garbage can or pick up a paper, but I'm not naked, okay? So, yeah. How would the neighbors know if I have dementia? Because I'm already, you know, running around without makeup on or whatever. So what we need to do is not only do we want to make sure, there's a few things we need to do. One is make sure we are looking at our immune systems and making sure we do have strong immune system, but we also want to make sure we have a plan for our joints. We have a plan for our mind. You know, somebody having Alzheimer's or a very severe cognitive disorder, having a strong immune system is nice, but they, you know, at some point, we may need to go back to nature. And what is the plan? Now, having been in medicine as long as I have, and having been around older individuals, it's very interesting when you see how somebody is healthy and healthy, and then all of a sudden it happens fast. We saw that with the Queen Elizabeth. Well, we saw her at her husband's funeral. She was getting ready for her, I think it was her 17th jubilee. All of a sudden, we heard, oh my gosh, she's on her deathbed, and then she was gone. Jimmy Carter went into hospice a few weeks ago. From what we understand, he's still doing okay. But some individuals, it's slow, and I think a lot of us, when we think about that, going, if it's going to happen to me, happen fast. I don't want it to be drawn out. I don't want to suffer. But when it does happen, it's multifaceted. There's a bunch of things going on. And it's either, you know, the body saying, I'm done, I can't keep up, I don't have this homeostasis, or God saying, all right, you know, it's time to go. So wrap things up, do what you need to do, say your goodbyes, and then when you're ready, come up here with me, and I got work for you to do. That's how I think it happens. And I know I'm a scientist, and I know I'm in medicine, but I really do believe that God is in charge, and I do believe that he has a plan for us. And when he wants somebody with him, depending on our soul and what we could do in the next dimension or heaven, he takes us. That's why we have young individuals who die, and there's like, there's no rhyme or reason why. Well, maybe it's because that soul is what God needs. And God's like, you know what? There's even more work and better work. I need them as an angel. You know, I know it's going to hurt, but I need them up here. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just how I look at things. But the other thing we need to figure out is if we are going to, from a medical standpoint, down here on Earth, figure out how to allow people to live till they're in their hundreds, how do we afford them? Already, seniors feel that their health care and their Social Security and the programs for them are very limited. You know, do we have nursing home care coverage? Is your nursing home visit completely paid for? Listen, I love college students, and I think college students are fantastic, and I think they are overpaying for college, and these colleges should be paying back their loans, giving them money back. But I would rather the government use that money for nursing home stays than college debt. The biggest fear an older individual has is that they're not going to have a place to live or be taken care of. And the second biggest fear is society thinking it's in their best interest for them to die and be less of a financial burden. That is scary. And, you know, I'm scared about that too, being middle-aged. Because I saw what we went through with my family. You know, people ask, you know, Dahlia, why did you guys have so many money problems? Well, because the individuals that had cancer and became ill, and we didn't have money for a nursing home. They didn't have money. So they lived with us. We had to pay for nursing. We emptied our savings account burying my father and my grandmother because nobody in the family had money. And we just never had a chance to get ahead when we were younger. And so, if somebody said, look, you know, there are these long-term care facilities, but it's going to be $5,000 or $10,000 a month, I say what? Now, there are insurances, but they're very hard to get. And we're looking into those, but when you have an older individual, insurance doesn't want to pay for somebody who might need it in the next couple years. So we have a huge problem. How do you take care of your older family members? Now, it's not a problem if your older family members work. My mom is in her 70s, and she's still working. She loves to work. She's still working. But if you're 90 or 100 and can't work, then who takes care of you? Where do you live? And if you feel that place needs to open up a bed for a new client, you're going to get really nervous that maybe your infection won't be taken care of. And I'm not accusing any of these places, but this is a big concern people have. So I do want to extend lives. I want us to figure out, increase lifespan, how to make life better. But I'd like to see that same effort parallel as it comes to how are we going to take care of them? Where are they going to live? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. At least one tornado from a huge, powerful storm has caused multiple deaths and injuries around Bollinger County, Missouri, just west of Cape Girardeau. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a search and rescue operation is underway. The twister came from a line of storms that stretches from Michigan to Texas and is expected to bring more devastation as the day continues. President Biden will visit Ireland and Northern Ireland next week on the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That peace deal brokered by the U.S. helped end decades of violence between pro-Ireland Catholics and pro-Britain Protestants. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers from both parties are in Southern California to meet with the president of Taiwan. China, which considers Taiwan its territory, has warned against what will be the highest-level meeting of a Taiwanese president on U.S. soil since 1979. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So thanks to all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm having a little bit of a schedule change with one of my guests. So we're going to be switching topics right now. And this is one that comes up, and it keeps coming up. And you guys know how I feel. Disclaimer, I think having a work husband or work wife or work spouse is a bad, bad idea. And a recent poll echoes that. But every now and then, somebody reaches out saying, do I need to be worried about my husband having a work wife? Do I have to be worried when they say they have a work spouse? It depends on your generation. The Gen Z's, a little bit more open to it. The Gen Z's are learning that, you know, this isn't like an every man for themselves. You need to group up. You need to find alliances, kind of like Survivor. And if you have somebody who's going to partner with you and be there for your ups and downs at work, it is very advantageous from a career standpoint. From a marriage standpoint, it's bad. But if you're not married and you're not planning on getting involved with them, for younger individuals, they find it more advantageous for your career. So let me tell you about the survey, and then I'll tell you how to proceed with that, because that's a lot of you guys are getting yourselves into trouble. So a study, a poll out of Redfield and Wilton Strategies, looked at 1,500 adults who were asked about relationships in the workplace and their opinions on work spouses, defined in the poll as a coworker with whom someone shares a special relationship that can include a bond similar to a marriage. Of those surveyed, 21% said it's fine to have a work spouse, 45% said hell no, but opinions were divided based on generations. 57% of millennials said no, no. 18% said it was okay. 17% said it depended on the circumstances, and 8% they were like, I don't know. And then Gen Zers seem to be more on board. Yet baby boomers, 40% said no. That's their no. And then I think they have another very interesting breakdown. But work is a little different, all right? And mind you, okay, so in the baby boomer age, you would be at the office, and you would not be remote. So you would be during the baby boomer times of 60s and 70s and 80s going into the office. You would be at a place of work for many years. And there were your coming home later at night allowed hours of you being gone from the house and opportunity to be with somebody at work. Spending all that time at work, even if it wasn't salacious or even if it wasn't intent, there was intent to cheat, you spend more time with a coworker than at home, you do end up making bonds. Well, unfortunately, many people had gotten cheated on by their spouses being at work or being away. And so the average baby boomer is probably like, oh, hell no. The millennials are now old enough where many of them have been cheated on. All right, so if you're going to be cheated on, by the time you're a millennial, that's usually where you see it. All right, and so if you're cheated on by somebody who just has a one-night stand, that's a much different sort of scenario than somebody where they just bonded with somebody else and decided to be with them. And so depending on your past experience, if you're worried that you have somebody who is bonding with other individuals, that can obviously be a concern. The term work wife and work spouse or work husband, I always thought was a stupid term. I would hear women go saying, oh, I'm his work wife. Okay, when somebody tells me that they're bragging about being a work wife, that to me means they want to be that person's wife. And so they want to have a label, they want to have a role, and they want to have that demarcation and that relationship. Okay, well, then that already means they're, and I'm not saying everybody, but that to me, and if you're a female and you're a nester and you're like, I don't need anybody else coming into my nest or keeping somebody from coming home to the nest, that could be a problem. Men should never call somebody a work wife. Now, in this day and age, they could be accused of misogyny or sexism or microaggression. So men shouldn't be using that term because you just don't know if you're going to get canceled or you're going to be accused of doing something that you shouldn't. And please don't tell your wife that I have a work wife. All right, because the first thing she's going to think is that work wife is doing something under the desk. So that it's not good at all. But what about the concept of being bonding with somebody at work? We do, as humans, need to have friends. And me being a female that has more guy friends than girlfriends, I completely can see you having a friend with a male and it being platonic. I have it. I have friends with guys, and no way would that topic, I would never want to sleep with them, they never want to sleep with me, You can be friends with guys. I know that Harry met Sally, said, oh, it can't happen. No, I think it can happen. I think it absolutely can. Do people give it a thought? And they go, do people think about it? Yeah, they could. But do they act on it? No, I really do think you could have relationships, and I also think you could work well with people. I can't tell you how many women have told me they work better with men. They don't work well with women. They work better with men. That can happen. And that can happen at work. Right? You know, if you have a project to do and you prefer to work with somebody over somebody else, if you're a chef, if you're in marketing, if you prefer to operate with somebody else, that's okay. There's people that have their favorite scrub nurses or their favorite anesthesiologists, and that doesn't necessarily mean their sexual attractions. In fact, if you're smart at work, you make sure you don't become sexually attracted to that person. Because if they are somebody that's a good employee or a good coworker, well, first, if they're your employee, you're in trouble. Nowadays, you can't have a relationship with somebody who you are in a higher role than them. That you could already be in trouble for that. But if there's an employee or a coworker where you're like, you know what? I do better at my job working with you. If I'm ever going to write a book, you need to be my illustrator. Or if I'm ever going to do a sales pitch, I need you as my wing person. That is totally fine. So don't screw it up for the love of God, calling them a wife or husband. And when that does happen, it does start to make one feel that there's something else going on. Now, let's say you do. There is somebody you platonically work with, and when you guys work together on a project, it gets done. You could call them a partner or your colleague or your wingman or whatever. I do think those relationships should be harbored, should be cultivated. And if you could work well with somebody, I mean, look at these, look at the Eurythmics, musical bands and groups and all that. You find a good group of people you could work with and you can make it work, you got to stick with them. But there are many individuals who have unhappy marriages and they go to work for their ego boost, or for what they're missing in that relationship. And if you're a spouse whose spouse was clawing at the door during COVID, refusing remote work, saying, I just got to get to the office. I got to get to the office. I got to be away from home. You might start, being suspicious of that. And that is a little nerve-wracking. So my recommendation is just don't use that terminology. Do not get involved with somebody at work. It always ends up bad. But if you find somebody that you work well with and get stuff done, call it something else. But don't fall for them because you'll screw it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline caught a lot of people's eyes. More than 1.3 million Americans may be Californians. Actually, this is just Californians. I don't know what's going on in other states. But they say more than 1.3 million may be drinking tap water with high levels of a chemical that can be linked to cognitive problems as well as Parkinson's. Now, this discovery was made by researchers at the University of California, Riverside. And they discovered that when they looked at private wells, public water systems, nearly half of the affected residents living in disadvantaged communities, almost 89%, were likely to access water contaminated with manganese. Now, manganese is found in water supplies worldwide, but U.S. is one of the only nations, according to Daily Mail, not enforcing a maximum level. So this research comes as the University of Los Angeles has uncovered a link between lithium in drinking water and autism. Samantha Ying, UCR soil scientist and principal study investigator, said in a statement, "It is a relatively small number of people compared to the total population of the state who are getting the tainted water. But for them, the health risks are high." She said recent studies have found exposure to excessive levels of manganese could trigger Parkinson's-like neurological symptoms because the mineral builds up in the basal ganglia area of the brain. The team notes that residents could take matters into their own hands by purchasing treatment options that range from oxidation and precipitation filters to water softeners, chlorination, and reverse osmosis systems. But it's expensive. It could cost at least $400 a year, they say. So they say it is possible to purchase filters for manganese, but a lot of people can't afford them. So they're hoping these communities can be subsidized to buy treatment options. So the team chose to investigate Central Valley because it's recognized as one of the U.S.'s most productive and economically important agricultural regions and home to one-third of domestic well users in the state. They say these analyses demonstrate the need for additional well monitoring programs that evaluate manganese and increase access to point-of-use treatment for domestic well users disproportionately burdened by associated costs of water treatment. Now, that's what the study reads in the Environmental Science and Technology. So, lithium in drinking water found pregnant women who drank water contaminated with the mineral had a moderately higher risk of their offspring being diagnosed with autism. So, the study author said any drinking water contaminants that may affect the developing human brain deserve intense scrutiny. So, you know, this is something that's very interesting because, you know, I will drink tap water. Now, if I'm in a hotel, I'm thirsty, I'll always ask my husband, "How's the water here?" He said, "The water's fine." All right, and I'll drink it. There's only been a couple places where my husband will say, "Oh, I remember they had an issue with the water." And then I might not drink the tap. But many of us, or not many of us, but those who could afford it, always seem to have like a water bottle in their hand. A plastic water bottle. And I get a little nervous about us getting our water from there, too. And so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's hot. If you have a plastic water bottle that's been out in the heat, the chemicals will leach into the water. And if bottled water was shipped to you and stored in a warehouse, and maybe you bought it from a convenience store that was in a refrigerator, but how do you know it wasn't sitting outside in the heat? Or how do you know chemicals didn't already leach into it? We have this, whenever people hear, there's too many contaminants or metals in our tap water, so just go to bottled. I wonder if we're looking at some major health risks with that. Now, you have other individuals that say, "I just don't drink water. If I don't trust the water, I don't drink it." You can't do that. You need to drink water. You know, in the olden days, they would drink wine if they didn't like the taste of water, or they would drink milk, water is needed by your body. Your body will know how to suck water out of foods, but not enough. I was worried about water when I was in college. I didn't really drink a lot. I wasn't that thirsty. And I'm like, I'm getting enough water from my foods. Well, I got a big, nasty kidney stone. And that was painful. And that was, I thought I was going to die. That was the worst thing ever. And, you know, my doctor said, "You need to drink water." So I went and bought bottled waters, which was tough because I was only making $4 an hour. But luckily, the bottled water was pretty cheap. I think I could buy a jug at the time for 25 to 50 cents. But he told me I had to go through a jug a day. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to live on $6 a week for groceries. Now, adding water to that, but the doctor had said, don't drink tap. Because you're getting chemicals, you're getting sediments from that could be giving you kidney stones. And look at what happened, you know, with Flint, Michigan. You know, we were concentrating on so many other things and where to spend money on. But one of the basic life necessities, I think it's getting a little scary. So when we saw what happened in Palestine, Ohio, President Trump had come there with bottles of water. Other places were shipping them bottles of water. And we were very, very grateful that those bottles of water existed. But if we've had shortages in medicine and we've had shortages in formula, it's a matter of time we're going to have shortages in clean, filtered, bottled water. And then are we putting ourselves at risk relying on chemicals in the plastic? If our water is, if it's all about, you know, just getting it from a plastic bottle. See, I tell people to try to get a stainless steel or glass that's clean and put your water in there. And I like the bottled water that you get from Sparklets or from, gosh, I forget, there's one company where the water tastes, to me, it tastes so good. I don't know why it tastes so good. I don't know what chemicals are in there to make it taste so good. But I like getting those and filling up. But if I am not around one of those, I have packages of bottled water. And I don't know how healthy it is to rely on the plastic. So we need to go back to our tap. Not to mention, that's expensive. To buy water? We're already spending money on water. When you buy water in your local, water is going up in my neck of the woods. So you need to be able to trust what's coming from your pipes. You need to know that your pipes are clean. You need to know that your pipes aren't putting chemicals, and you need to know that your water is being screened for a lot of these chemicals and elements. This research team pulled from a nationwide database to find which systems supplied to homes of pregnant mothers from 1997 to 2013, and then compared 12,799 people diagnosed with autism against 63,681 children who did not have autism. And they showed that autism diagnoses rose according to higher lithium levels. So when we ask, why do we have so many more individuals with autism these days? Is it the cell phones? Is it the medications pregnant women are taking? Is it the vaccines? I don't think it's the vaccines, because I think kids can even show signs of it before they get their vaccines, although we do get vaccines early. I just don't really support the theory that vaccines are causing autism. I do believe that some kids might have gotten, there might be some kids getting a side effect, like an encephalitis, and getting an autism-like. But having family members with autism in my distant family, it's got to be a gene. I can't blame something else environmentally for that. But, you know, what about something autism-like? Is there something that we're more exposed to? And it could just be chemicals. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.